This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Cam, how did the floods affect your business?
Pretty significantly, which is surprising. And after everything everyone's gone through the last couple of years, last thing I was expecting was floods in the middle of Sydney. But I guess you sort of learn to not be surprised by anything these days. I run a football academy and as in soccer, and yeah, we can't train if the fields are flooded or grounds are closed. So in terms of operationally, it completely wiped us out.
Because your academy, Cam, is all around the place. Like, you kind of travel to do different football, soccer training clinics and schools. So it's not just one field you're talking about. You're talking about varieties of fields across Sydney.
Oh, no, look, generally we do stay pretty local in our area. Fields and access are a challenging thing. And so we do tend to stay pretty local, but I think no matter where you were in Sydney, it was the same thing and the same challenge. So it really impacted us for a month or so, still is to a point.
Did it mean you just could not run your football academy?
Yeah, more or less.
You just had to stop everything.
Yeah. Look, we had to stop. Operationally, we had to stop certainly getting on the field. And then we had to try to innovate, be creative, and try to find other solutions. So we went indoor a few times and made the best of it, right? And I think administratively, it's not just the operations and the delivery of what we do, it's the workload that then comes with trying to find solutions. And so you get hit at both angles, I guess, administratively, operationally, and it's, I guess, financially as well. You can't do what you want to do.
Like plenty of other people, I'm imagining, through the floods and the pandemic, you effectively, had to work harder at your small business while you had less work on, for want of a better description, and it was costing you more.
Yeah, that's a really good summary. It's exactly what happens. And the same thing happened during the pandemic. You have to work double time, if not more, just to keep things afloat. Every small business owner can probably resonate with that in different capacities. And that's the hardest thing. I think that's the most grinding thing and the most challenging thing, probably psychologically, to be able to just, you feel like you're doing everything you can just to keep your head above water. And that's the toughest thing with it.
How did you keep going, Cam? Like, was there any point where you just like, nah, I'm done. I've got to quit. I've got to try to find some other job.
What a question. You never stop having those moments where you just reflect and you go, really, this is just too hard. I think my wife has copped many of those conversations. I think she's learned just to listen now.
not try to provide the solution, just listen.
I just don't think that there is a solution outside of the fact that, you know, every single time it just points me back to God and points me back to my faith and trusting in Him. Because, I mean, I do what I do essentially because I've got a passion for it, I've got experience in the game, and I've got certain gifts that God's given me, yes, but because I feel like God's put me on this path and put me on this journey to do what we do on the ground. Now, if God is in that, I just think logically, well, He's going to provide. He's bigger than floods. He's bigger than a global pandemic. He's bigger than anything this world can throw at us. And He's shown me that. It's not just sort of flippant words that I put out there. He shows us that through His word, and He showed me that personally through experience. So for me, that's what it points me back to every time. Yes, I get frustrated. Yes, I get, I have those moments where I just want to give up. And then I think maybe God just prompts me and goes, remember, do you remember my word? Do you remember my promises? Do you remember I put you on this path? The history of time and the Bible is a fantastic foundation for us to refer back to in that respect. Shows us that this sort of stuff is not new. This has happened time and time again. God's people are called to trust Him in that. And so for me, spending time in prayer and spending time in His word was my salvation for the particular issue. Obviously, my greatest salvation is in Christ, and that's where it forms from. But my dealing with it practically, day to day, every day, honestly, was through prayer, through really wrestling with God's word in it, seeing, hang on a sec, I'm not new, I'm not special in this respect. I don't want to diminish this for anyone else, and I also recognize the severity of all this for so many, but this is an old story that's happened time and time again. I've got a choice in it, as the Israelites did many, many times. Do we trust in God, or do we forget what He's done? Do we forget how He's provided for us? Honestly, that was the biggest thing that helped diminish any frustrations or anger or disillusionment. I'm just thankful for God for that, because that's honestly been the bedrock of my business and being able to sustain everything that's been thrown at us through this period.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.